Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges you experience as a mum. I'm Laura Guckian, motherhood coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guest. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession, the stuff you feel or experience that you're not supposed to talk about as a mum. I am not only going to help you recognize you are not alone, but I will also give you the tools you need to navigate it. And this season of Mumfessions is going to be a little bit different because this new year, it's all about minding yourself so you can mind your children. I am going to be picking some of the most common Mumfessions that I hear and reminding you of how you can navigate these challenges so that you can be a happier and calmer mum. Before we begin, can I please ask you a massive favor? I want as many mums as possible to hear Mumfessions, and you can help me to do that by clicking the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. I also want to remind you that if you need any additional resources or support, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This new year, remember, mind yourself so you can mind your children. Vivio Jr. has been trusted by parents for over 40 years, offering tasty, kid-friendly nutritional supplements to support growth, immunity, and cognitive development. That's why we are big fans of it in my house. And for mums, BioCult, Ireland's number one live bacteria supplement brand, is here to help with immunity and digestive support. With 70% of your immune system in your gut, it's a great place to start. Together, Vivio Jr. and BioCult can help your family thrive this winter and beyond. Available at your local pharmacies or online. This Mumfession feels very appropriate for me right now because as I record this, I have just come out of almost a week of being snowed in with my family in Ireland, where unexpectedly we had huge snow, we couldn't leave our house, our water went, we couldn't go to the shop, our kids were off school unexpectedly for a week at the very end of the Christmas holidays. So let me tell you, this feels very real for me now because the sense of feeling completely touched out, called out, mothered out, that sense of, am I ever in my life going to get a moment alone where nobody is calling me, nobody is needing me, nobody is wanting me, where the room is just silent, where it's dark? I'm not joking when I say it was a really, really tough week and I was counting the minutes until my children could be out the door and back to school. So this Mumfession is really relevant. And on this, I am outlining 3 steps to navigate weekend overwhelm. But really, this is something that you can apply to your life anywhere in motherhood. Maybe it's the weekend overwhelm. Maybe it's when your child is at home sick unexpectedly and you are trying to juggle that with your career. Maybe it's just you are feeling a bit bored in motherhood and, dare I say it, a bit sick of being around your children. It's okay to say that. So keep listening. And I really, really promise you that in the next few minutes, you will have 3 tangible steps that you can use the next time you feel completely overwhelmed at the weekend with your children.
My Mumfession is that I secretly dread weekends. I know this is an awful thing to feel, but I honestly hate them. During the week, I get to work part-time. I love my job. And at the weekends, it all feels really intense. From the moment I wake until bedtime, my 2 children fight non-stop. The house is turned upside down and I literally wish the minutes away until bedtime. I don't get a second to sit down and at the end of the day, I am completely touched out. I would never dare tell anyone and I feel so guilty. Please tell me I'm not an awful mummy.
Okay, this is a really good Mumfession. If you have your pen and paper with you, I really want you to take it out now, because we're going to break this down. First of all, you're not a terrible mummy. I feel it. I think if we're all being really, really honest, the weekends are hard. And I also want to say, I'm conscious that a lot of you might be listening to this who are on a career break, or maybe I won't say stay at home because I want to ditch the term stay at home mom and working mom, but you work in the home full time. So you might also relate to this and how it can feel to be in your home with your children all day. So get your pen and paper out and let's look at this. Why do I find it hard? Well, let's look at it from my perspective. I find weekends hard because it's very intense. I feel touched out. I feel the house is upside down. I feel everyone wants me at every moment. I don't get a second to think or breathe or do anything for me. I also don't get to work, and my career is a really key part of my life. I love it. It gives me personal development, distraction, escapism. So I find weekends, Christmas holidays, school holidays, summer holidays, I find them very intense. Maybe for me, that's because I'm autistic and I love routine and structure. And I think that sums it up. At weekends, I've no sense of control. Everything feels chaotic. It's noisy. It's messy. I find it really hard. But remember, finding it hard doesn't mean I don't love my kids. I can find it hard and enjoy spending time with my kids and like the weekends. So that's the first thing. I feel it too. It's okay. So how can you navigate this? The first thing I want you to write down is, if a friend said this to you, what would your response be to her? Would it be, yeah, you're right, you're an awful mother. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Or would it be, okay, I hear you. What exactly are you finding hard? Let's talk about this. It's okay to feel like that. So just imagine, what would you say to a friend? The second thing I want you to write down is, what specifically are you finding hard? Because sometimes when we say it's hard, it just feels like this big, massive thing. Let's break it down. Is it that you get no time to yourself? Is it that the house is upside down and inside out? Is it that you feel like the mental load is much higher at the weekend? Is it that you're feeling all this pressure to catch up on household management? Is it that you're just physically exhausted and there's no downtime? Try to name it, even if it's just one thing. Because the third thing I want you to write down is, what small thing could you do next weekend or in your life right now to make that a little bit easier? So for me, I know for my weekends, I particularly find it hard, the environment, the house being constantly messy. So what I do is, in little chunks throughout the day, kind of mid-morning, I do like a quick 5-minute reset. Around lunchtime, a 5-minute reset. And then in the evening, about 10 or 15 minutes. That is because I know what I need and want to fill up my reserves. And that is an environment that feels nice to me. The other thing I know about what I find hard is not getting any alone time. So again, if possible, throughout the day, I try to grab little minutes here and there. Maybe it's 5 minutes, even if you have to hide in the utility room, which again, I've heard, do it. I try to go up to my bedroom for even 10 minutes and lay down. The third thing I find really hard is the fact we're in the house a lot, because yes, we live in Ireland, it rains a lot. Try to go outside, even for 10 minutes. So I hope in those 3 steps, you have now recognized there's nothing wrong with finding it hard, but the key is take action. What exactly are you finding hard? And what small thing can you do to navigate it? This full episode is linked below in the podcast description, or you can search for season 1, episode 4. This full episode also covers how to connect with your children and how to accept your reality when you are finding things hard. I also want to remind you that if you've been finding these episodes helpful, then you are absolutely going to love My Village. My Village is my online community where you have a safe space to connect with other mums who feel exactly like you. You have access to my support. You have access to 1 monthly meetup with me, and I invite 1 guest expert to join us every month. And you have access to the Academy, which is my little online library of bite-sized videos, all designed to help you be a happier and calmer mom. So if this sounds like something you want to explore, click the link in the podcast description below, and I will send you a little bit more information about it. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Momfessions. This was an Insanity Studios production. The production manager was Charlotte Mason, and the production assistant was Abby Sandler.